Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and we are bringing you the next generation of NFL stars here at the College to Pro Players Platform Show, and we've been doing it for years. We've had almost every prospect you could think of on the show. We've also had a ton of guys, not just because there are so many guys that go through this thing, and there's just too many actually just to cover. I mean, you think of all the talented guys out there. But with that said, we've had a great, great year. Couple more weeks before we wrap these shows up as we prepare for that next step as we dodge into the 2017 draft class. But until then, we'll be featuring draft prospect shows all the way up to draft day, April 28th through the 30th in Chicago for the second straight year. And it is hard to believe that we're closing in on yet another draft. Time goes so quick. Once that season rolls around or ends, bowl games wrap up, I mean, it's just a gauntlet of just week in, week out, different routines of combine and all-star games, pro days, things of that nature, and the prospects have to deal with all that as well. But we have the Ole Miss standout, Jalen Walton, here on the show, and I just immediately think of Dexter McCluster. I think a lot better return guy, but in terms of just all-purpose yards, I mean, the kid is fantastic when you think about what he brought to the Ole Miss table. And again, I can't wait to kind of delve into it and find out what his reaction is to the Dexter McCluster comparisons, because I see a lot of those comparisons, at least in terms of their production, their size, what they're able to do, just their versatility on the field. And again, when he joins us, we'll be doing that. Earlier today, we had a lot of great guests. One guy in particular, there's so many to talk about, but Richard Leonard, the FIU defensive back. Take a peek at his iTunes podcast. Fantastic prospect. Corey Marshall, Virginia Tech defensive end. What a poetic young man. Just comes across just well, so well spoken in how he analogized, you know, his analogies of, you know, what he's going to do, what he's done. You'll really fall in love with that kid. We also had Josh Dawson, the standout from Georgia, another great young man. And I think we started the day. Yes, we did start the day. I called him the old school Tom Rath. He earned the Iron Knight Award at Rutgers for the mental toughness and physical toughness. It was Sam Burgeon, the fullback. And you talk about a kid who's just self-motivated. You always have different guys come on the show with different personalities. And, you know, when I talk with Corey, I talk about the, you know, the poetic nature of his words. I mean, when you talk with Sam, you just got fired up. You just kind of wanted to run through walls. I mean, you felt like you were talking to a Navy SEAL type guy. I mean, just that mentality and just the grind and the toughness. And you just, that's the only thing you could think about. And you get jacked up as the show goes on. So a lot of different personalities, but a lot of great prospects as well. So we are about 4 minutes into the Jalen Walton podcast, the Ole Miss running back, special teams ace. And he'll be joining us here on the C2P as we delve into another generation of football. And it's a fun time, especially for these guys, because, I mean, it's almost over. I mean, at least this process. And, you know, and we think, oh, once they get drafted, you know, what's going to happen next? But, you know, even when they get to camp, it's rookie camp, training camp. And then you got to, you know, worry about making that 53-man roster. You get on the practice squad if you're not a high draft pick. I mean, this grind is intense. I mean, and that's putting it mildly when you think about, you know, these guys played their collegiate careers. You know, they're most of them probably off at a training facility, grinding every day, getting in max condition. Then they got to wait for their pro day. Then they have to knock that out of the ballpark. Then you got to go on team visit. You got to be on cue every single moment. You can't bow up at all. You know, and then you get the opportunity of draft weekend. You're either going to get drafted, priority free agent afterwards. Then you got to get yourself on the rookie camp. And you got to stay healthy. You got to shine. You got to pick up the playbook. You got to quickly adapt. You know, and then, you know, summer rolls around, spring camp, training camp, boom. You know, preseason. You got to stay healthy. And then, you know, this roster cuts. I mean, when you think about that and you kind of wrap it up in a nutshell, I mean, what a grind. And you think these guys, once they do probably reach the point, somewhere during the season, they probably may be a little mentally or physically fatigued because there's just a lot on their plate. I mean, a new city, new teammates, new coaches, new lifestyle, their first time out of college football, you know, learning on their own, doing things on their own, not worrying about having their meals prepared by the school and waking up and just going to practice and having things, you know, of that nature. So a lot to kind of take in for these guys as they make this jump. We're at the 9:45 mark with Walton. And usually we reserve the podcast for 15 minutes because we want to get as much time as possible with our guests. I always like to say more of them and less of me make for a great show. We've yet to get him to call in. I'm sure something has kind of come up because we had this scheduled out. So sometimes workouts or things of that nature pop up. If we don't get the podcast in with him, we will obviously get it in at another time. And with that said, as I actually say that, we have Jalen calling in as I speak. Ole Miss has kind of come and gone.
I can't really hear you. Can you repeat the question, please?
I said, can you believe your time at Ole Miss has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Oh yes, man. You know, it is a true thing when they say time flies. I mean, you know, I can just remember, you know, me returning a 100-yard kickoff against Texas my freshman year, and me playing in my first Egg Bowl ever, you know, getting the experience of how the true rivalry really is, you know, so time does really fly.
And for you, I mean, you know, immediately when I knew you were coming on the show, we had Dexter McCluster on when he was going through the draft process, and I saw him down at the bowl game in the Cotton Bowl, and I kind of, you know, I immediately thought of you just in terms of your physical abilities and maybe the size and the versatility. Do you get that a lot?
Yes, I do. Dexter is actually one of my mentors, you know, who has been preparing me throughout this process, you know, just you know, pretty much telling me, you know, man, just believe in yourself and just have faith that, you know, everything will work out because, you know, you're a player just like me, you know. He caught the ball out of the backfield well. He was a great returner. He was a great offensive player with the ball in his hands, you know, and that's why I tried to mimic my game style after, you know, once I, you know, signed my letter of intent to Ole Miss. I wanted to, you know, definitely come in and break some of these cluster goals, you know. So that was one of my personal goals I had coming into college.
Nice. And you are so potent with the football. I mean, you are just explosive, playmaker to the truest form of those words. I mean, I could only imagine. I mean, you had to be scoring basically touchdown after touchdown if you played Pop Warner or Pee Wee football. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, man, that is definitely correct. I mean, when I played Pop Warner, I mean, I was my first touchdown, I actually ran it the wrong way, man. I promise I ran like 90 yards the wrong way. I was on my own one yard line, and I ran it the wrong way, man. So, you know, definitely from that day, I knew that, you know, speed and just having the ball in my hand, you know, I was pretty much something special.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Jalen Walton, the standout from Ole Miss, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of the show in its entirety, you know, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and his bio are all other ways to access this young man as he makes his path towards that next level. So you arrive at Ole Miss. When does it kind of sink in that, you know, the NFL is a possibility, especially with the recruiting class and the guys that you've played with? Well, you know, when we know that you guys are going to be filling the draft days, you know, with Ole Miss guys, you know, coming off the board, but playing with that potential that you have, I mean, when did it sink in that, you know, the NFL was a realistic shot at the end of the day?
I actually, you know, realized that when I think maybe my junior year after the Mississippi State game, you know, I pretty much had probably maybe the best game of my season that year, and it definitely, you know, sunk in that I could actually, you know, sit around and play with these guys. I mean, I was playing against you know NFL draft prospects, you know, day in and day out in the SEC, you know, prospects at Alabama, prospects at LSU, at Auburn. I mean, you know, I can name a lot of, you know, but it'll take all day. but you know, just definitely, you know, playing and producing against those guys actually, you know, gave me the confidence that, I mean, man, this is like the mini NFL right here. You know, this is where all of the talent is, you know. So, you know, I definitely had a lot of motivation, you know, going into East Saturday, being able to play against those guys.
Definitely, and I love the comparison. It is the mini NFL, and you dominated in it, and that's a big testament to your talent. I mean, what are scouts going to love about you? I mean, I don't think there's much that goes hidden because you are so potent with the football, but, I mean, in your own words, if you're watching some game tape what are these guys going to walk away pleasantly about, and then, you know, they're going to want to add you to their roster?
Definitely the versatility, you know, me being able to play, you know, three different positions, and not only just play those three different positions, but play them really well, you know, it was some games where I could have lined up at our slot receiver and, you know, go for maybe, you know, 4 to 5 catches for 100 yards. You know, that's how quick it could have happened for me, you know, with the system that I'm playing in. So, you know, and most definitely, you know, being in the backfield, I can be a great third down complement to one-headed monster running back team or, you know, just specifically being a, you know, great return man. I mean, I have the most, you know, kickoff return yards at Ole Miss, the most return yards at Ole Miss in Ole Miss history. So, I mean, you know, that should definitely, you know, speak out a lot. But you know, I'm just most definitely a confident, you know, versatile player, you know, a player who plays with a lot of heart. I mean, I don't play with a lot of size, you know, of course, because I'm an undersized guy, you know. But you know, most definitely, you know, when I put my pads on, you know, I feel like I'm 215 pounds out there playing. So, you know, I feel like my game table definitely speaks for that.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, you definitely did a terrific job of kind of covering the bases, but I guess, as you know, for scouts out there, if they're listening, I mean, is there anything that they don't know about Jalen Walton, the player, that they won't see on film that's a tremendous, tremendous plus for you in terms of, you know, helping your draft stock?
I would say, you know, most definitely a study freak. You know, I definitely, you know, is always in the film room, you know, not only just to look at, you know, myself, but to look at, you know, some of the different fronts and some of the different coverages that teams disguise, you know, because I feel like, you know, that's a very, very important thing. You know, you have to study, you know, study the film, you know, in order to make an A on your test, you know, that's on Sunday. So, I mean, you know, I definitely take that into consideration. And definitely how I work, I work on, you know, not only running back drills, but receiver drills, and also, you know, just catching punts and catching, you know, returns. So, I mean, you know, I pretty much just like to be a gym rat, you know.
Definitely. And your pro day was last week. I mean, how'd that go for you?
My pro day went good. I don't have the official 40 time, but I subbed in a couple times at a sub 4.4. I did a 6.90 on my L drill. I did a 4.25 in my 5.10/5 shuttle. I had a 34.5-inch vertical. And I did a, a 9.6 bra. I believe that's 114 inches. I might be wrong, but I believe that's correct. And my bench press, I did 12 reps. So, you know, that's
excellent,
pretty much the whole study of that.
Yeah. And your position stuff went great? I assume it did.
Oh yes, we actually just did, you know, maybe just a couple of complimentary routes, you know, that was about it, you know, as far as running back positions, you know, we really didn't cover that.
Nice. And what are you hearing? I mean, between John Hernandez, your agent, or maybe some of the teams that you've spoke with throughout this process, I mean, what do they focus on? When they look at you, do they want you as a third down back? Do some teams just want you as a specialist? Kind of delve into what you're hearing.
Well, with some of the teams I've talked to, you know, they're most definitely, you know, saying return specialists, definitely a slot receiver, and possible third down package as far as running back is concerned. So I mean, you know, all of them has pretty much been using me as like a versatile role of me playing, you know, pretty much everywhere, special teams, you know, slot and at the running back position. So, you know, I'm just trying to, man, you know, just take advantage of my opportunity so I can, you know, definitely, you know, help a team out to win some football games.
Definitely. Once again, Jalen Walton, the standout from Ole Miss, one of the Rebels' top guys, leaving there as his team's all-time leader in return yards. And that's a pretty big accolade. And like he said, considering that he played in the SEC, the mini-NFL, pretty high accolades for this young man. And if you've seen him play, you know, the potential there is for the big play. And I loved how we joked around at the beginning of the show. Definitely during the Pop Warner days. At the Pop Warner days, he was definitely that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns. For you, we're, you know, a couple weeks away from the draft. I mean, do you daydream that far, how you're going to spend the weekend?
Man, you know, I'm just been taking it honestly, you know, day by day. You know, I try not to look, you know, too far ahead, you know, just, you know, just definitely, you know, just, man, just be confident and just definitely, you know, staying prayed up and just being faithful. you know, to my work ethics, you know, and then, you know, pretty much, you know, I can't control that part, you know. I can only control what I can control, so I've just been training, you know, for rookie camp, you know, training for camp, the preseason, you know, this is what I'm doing right now. I'm still in school trying to finish my business degree. Also, I only have this semester left, so, you know, once I'm done with this, I'll have my degree in business. So, you know, I just been, you know, pretty much staying focused, you know, just keeping it all business, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, we were talking right before you called in. I was just kind of telling the listeners out there the grind that you guys go through. I mean, there's so many things on your plate besides training. You have school. You know, you have to be in the best condition of your life. I mean, you got to be on cue for, you know, questions by teams. You always have to just be perfection for such a long period mm-hmm. of time. And I'm sure you're ready to kind of unleash and take a deep breath once the 28th rolls around. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have a couple off-the-wall questions thrown your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Now, if you had to choose a way to make some extra money besides earning your living in the NFL, we more like you to see you as a lead singer of a boy band or a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
Definitely fashion runway model stylist and clothes. I like clothes a lot. I like all the different fashions that's out there, you know, all the different styles that, you know, some people wear. So, you know, most definitely I'll take a role in that field.
Excellent. And then the final question for you, we reserve this for last because I think it's the question you guys enjoy answering the most. Female celebrities, Jalen, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
probably Nicki Minaj, man. I like Nicki Minaj. She's a real talented, you know, pop star. She's definitely a motivator, and she's definitely good looking, you know. So it's a lot that I like about her, you know, just besides, you know, her good looks, you know, just some of the, you know, aspects that she can, you know, give to others, you know, in life. You know, she's a very strong and dedicated woman to her work, and I definitely admire that.
Definitely, and I agree with you there. Like I said, that's a great pick. I always like to say that's a first round selection, Nicki Minaj. You know, yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean, of course, the beauty and the looks there, but you know, if she doesn't have that, well, you know, what else does she, you know, have? So I definitely think she is all around the board good.
Awesome, you're all around the board good. Versatility in Nicki Minaj. The versatility of our guest today, Jalen Walton, the Ole Miss standout. Jalen, man, I know you got a lot on your plate, and we appreciate you calling in today. Stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Oh, yes, sir. Useful. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jalen Walton, and what a fantastic kid. And like I said, I mean, this just kid oozes big play potential, and that's why he said, I mean, think about it. I mean, he said scouts are talking to him about the return guy. Scouts are talking to him about being the slot guy. Scouts are talking about him being the third down back. So those are a lot of feathers to have in the cap right there. And like I said, that's why he's on that radar. Can't wait to find out where he lands. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.